Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going forth on today. I want to thank all my listeners out there on today and all of you who support the ministry. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. Because you know it's better to give than to receive. But hey, glory to God. When you know that you're sold, then guess what? It'll come back to you because you never know when you get ready to launch out and do something and you'll need someone to support you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Support is good by you being there listening. Hallelujah. But like I told someone the other day, I said, sometimes you got to do a little something extra. Glory to God. I said, you know, we can all support by, you know, well, yeah, I was there, support, yes. But, you know, there are sometimes some other things that you can do to support. Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, let's move on down the road. First of all, I want to thank everybody again, hallelujah, because we're in the season of this is the month of December. You know, it won't be long before we enter into a new year. And like I always say, and I reiterate, get your first of the year seed ready, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait till the month to roll in and it's, oh, you know, I ain't got it. No, you go ahead and get it ready now, and you set that aside. You know, so many times, I don't think, you know, sometimes people don't know how to set money aside and just leave it over there, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. But you got to understand, you got to learn, amen. When you learn better, you do better. You can set that aside and say, when that January 1st roll in, I'm going to roll it right on out. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and get into our announcement. And if you missed it, amen, I want you to know that all these shows are pre-recorded. You can go back and listen. God is moving by his spirit, by his might. My God, have mercy. So I want you to make sure you come on aboard and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Don't just come just to, you know, to hear. You want to hear what Prophet Martha got to say. You know, I know some say, well, that's just old Martha. You know, I see her and I hear her. Yes, you do, but understand this. Amen. Glory to God. When this word comes, this is a word from the Most High God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You got to understand, come to receive, not just to hear what I'm going to say. Hallelujah. But to get this word and apply it to your daily lifestyle of living. Oh, my God, my God. I know I said a mouthful of them. Let's move on down the road. Hallelujah. First of all, one word from the Lord. Amen. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse comes on every Tuesday. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. So make sure that you are ready. Amen. When the shows come on and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Because they give some profound words on Tuesday night. And if you miss it, you can go back and listen or pre-record it, but don't you want to get it fresh off the press? That's where I like mine, fresh off the press. You know, there's this person now always saying, oh, that was good and that was fresh. They was eating some pecan swirls, you know, yesterday, and they said, oh, my God, them things were fresh. She likes hers fresh off the press. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, a coach, I want you to inbox them on Facebook. It would be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Leave some contact information, amen, when you inbox them, and let them know how they can get back with you, amen, and the time that you are available for them to reach out to you. Hallelujah. Because, you know, everybody needs something at some point. Don't think everybody know everything. Hallelujah. Because you don't. My God. So reach out for help. You know, if I need some help, I'll reach out. That's what you got to do. Learn how to reach out. You can't be so secluded that you don't want to reach out to anybody and ask them for nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if, hallelujah, glory to God, you want to give them just something personal, you can just go ahead and inbox and say, well, how can I do this? I want to give this to you personal. Hallelujah. They'll tell you what to do. Hallelujah. So don't think you're being left out because you're not. Glory to God. And if we move on down on Wednesday, we have faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Awesome woman of God. If you missed it last week, the devil tried to hold her up, but guess what she did? She pressed her way through, and she got on. And it was an awesome word, hallelujah. So I encourage you to go over and listen to her every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams and my Prophetic Corner Ministry. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you need prayer, I want you to inbox me, amen, inbox me on Facebook. I have two pages. It's Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Inbox me, and I will get back with you. Make sure you leave some contact information so what times you are available for prayer, and I will get back with you. Glory to God. You know, prayer is much, much needed now. It's been needed, but some people are just ashamed to say, I need prayer. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. So go ahead and get what you need in this season. Hallelujah. If you want somebody to tear the devil kingdom down, then I'm telling you to come on, let's do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, is Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you to listen to what the Lord is saying to her. He gives her how to say it, what to say, amen, and it comes from the Word of God. You know, that's why it's so important for you to follow along in your book, in your Bible. So that way you'll know this word is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you've heard it several times. You always take your weapon with you. Hallelujah. So you'll know that if they're teaching the right thing, you know, I know so many times now people doing iPads and they're doing it on telephones and all different kinds of stuff. But, you know, so sometimes that telephone get to ringing and you're in the church, you got it on silent. But then if it get to ringing and you're trying to get that word, what it's going to do? Distract you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just tell it like it is. It's going to distract you. There's nothing wrong with when you're in your own private home. But if you're in church and you're going to church and you got the telephone and you're reading the scriptures along with the pastor and whoever is preaching, the first lady, hallelujah, you know, glory to God, it will distract you. Oh, this, it called me. So you'll jump up and go out and say, well, okay, I got to go take this call. And you're distracted from whatever God wanted to do. He couldn't do it because now you are distracted. Hallelujah. So there's been a lot of distraction going on. And I've been feeling some of that distraction that's going on, amen, even on today and last week. And that's just a lot of distractions going on around in the world on today. Because people are doing so much. They're here. They're there. They're everywhere. Yes, Thanksgiving came and gone. Now we're headed into the Christmas holidays, but that's all right. Know that the joy of the season is Jesus. So keep him in front of you and know, hallelujah, that you don't need, that the distractions come just to sway you away from his word, to sway you in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. Be fully persuaded in your mind that the only thing that matters is Jesus. Glory to God. I know the children want a lot of this and they want a lot of that. Ain't nothing wrong with you getting your children toys. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with you getting them the hallelujah stuff that you can give. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But just don't let that overtake your mind and just get you distracted away from the Most High God, because it will. It'll sway you. Hallelujah. You know how you sway to the left and sway to the right? Okay, glory to God. But you want to be able to stand and stand on God's word. Don't get distracted by all that. The pretty lights, the glitz, the glamour, hallelujah. Pulling a new car offline, you know, say, okay, hold up. I'm going to get this new car. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But just know who gave you, hallelujah, that new car. That's what I'm talking about. Put everything in the right place. Glory to God. Amen. And we move on down. Glory to God. I want to encourage you to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. And you know, hallelujah, this is a ministry that don't mind contacting you. I know y'all said we do ministry online, but guess what? This ministry online, I can tell you what, we probably get more, amen, on our Monday and Tuesday and all the way down through, amen, and you probably done got in your whole lifespan. So I can tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't underestimate the power of God, because he can operate anywhere. Hallelujah. He don't have to have a building per se that stands off. He can use your building, our building, to get the word to, hallelujah, those that need it. He can to get the gospel out to the nation. Glory to God. So don't get it twisted now. Hallelujah. You know, so sometimes you can get it twisted, like, okay, they ain't doing nothing. They online. It's just online ministry. And you know, and then people want you to come and listen to their show, some of them stuff online, but then they don't want to, hallelujah, participate in what you got going on. But you know, we are helpers one to another. There's no jealousy over here. We're going to wash out all jealousy, leave it back there, wherever you had it at, leave it, hallelujah, and walk in the new year without jealousy. But some people have been jealous of others a long time. You know, your jealousy is beginning to show because, you know, he will bring it forth and let you and tell you about it. And so you can deal with it. But if you don't deal with it, he's going to bring it out to open shame. Okay, enough said about all of that. But I encourage you to give, hallelujah, glory to God. So if you give, hallelujah, you can receive, hallelujah. I know our pastor was talking and he said, you know, we're sowing seeds. He said, this time, this is what he going to do. We're going to sow some seeds. See, I'm telling y'all, we get some good messages. I'm not going to go all over everything. But he said, you sow seeds, and that's what you do, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, and I'm not talking about get sowing time and nothing like that. You know, sometimes you just got to get up off the money. I'm just going to tell you, go ahead and get up off the coin. You know, that's what I was telling somebody. I'm like, you got to sow, hallelujah. You got to sow some seeds. Get up off the coin. See, every now and then, you got to do it. If God tell you to do it, then you need to do it. Because I know he there was this person, he said, I want you to, this is what I'm going to tell you to give this person. Their birthday is coming up, and I want you to do this. I said, okay, Lord, okay, just tell me what you want me to do. So like I said, I kept walking around and just walking around. I'm like, okay, I was in the kitchen doing stuff, doing this and doing that. And he said, wait a minute, why haven't you done what I told you to do? I said, hold up, wait a minute, let me get some truth in it. So I went right on. See, now you don't even have to go. You don't even have to go to the mailbox. You ain't got to go get the money order. You ain't got to go get the cashier's check. You ain't got to do none of that. You ain't got to write the check. All you can do is just go on PayPal. You can bill it or sell it. Good God Almighty. That's what I'm talking about. That's all you got to do now. You got many ways you can get it through. I said, hold up. Give me a minute. I'm going to go. I went and got the phone and sent it right on. It doesn't take the 2 or 3 minutes for it to get there. You know, you cash app it, you dap it. You know, you do a lot of stuff now. You don't have to go and do all that now. Glory to God. So if he tells you to do something, then I encourage you to do it in this season. And don't just do it just because. Hallelujah. Make sure wherever you get your word at, that's where you sow your seeds at. I'm telling you. Because, you know, how many times I'm hearing this. I'm hearing my apostle and my pastor. I'm hearing my elders. They're talking. Amen. And I hear them. You know, because wherever you got the word from, that's what you do. Because guess what? You won't get nothing on that seed if you don't put it in somebody else's hand. Well, I heard this prophet. I heard this apostle. Hallelujah. And I heard this pastor. And then you're going to take that seed and give it to somebody else where you're not going to get anything off it. Glory to God. The only thing you'll get off of this, thank you. And amen. That's it. And you may not even get that. But let's move on down the road. Amen. Glory to God. Keep all these announcements in mind because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I hope you woke up with a joyful heart on this morning. Glory to God. Because, you know, even though you go through the trials and tests, you still, hallelujah, he's still good. It does not matter. You know, sometimes you turn your back on God. But listen, if you don't hear nothing else I say, listen. Don't turn your back on God. Because sometimes you lose loved ones and you want them here. But let's guess what? And I was looking at this show, and, you know, this little girl was wondering, she said, Lord, why did you take, you know, my mom? And the lady told her, she said, well, you know what, honey? Said, God needed them more than you did here. So amen to that and hallelujah. So he got them there in his hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, amen. I'm going to open up my line for prayer at this time. If you desire prayer, I want you to go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. I only want you to tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. You do not have to give your name, because I don't want you, if you don't want to give your name, describe your voice. It's okay, but just give me your prayer request and where you're calling from. And if you need more prayer, just go ahead and inbox me. Or if you have my number, and hallelujah, glory to God. I know I was going to put the other number out. I never did get it out. But as of tonight, it will go out tonight, today, when I get offline. So if you need more prayer, you can go ahead and inbox me, or you can call me, amen, because I'm willing to pray for you. Now, don't call me tonight. No, God told me I was your husband. No, don't do that. That's not what we said. I'm calling to get you healed from that junk and deliver it set free. Glory to God. We ain't calling about none of that craziness, okay? Because when you do, I'm just going to be real with you. The call might drop. Glory to God. Amen. Let me see if anybody pressed the one. We're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Nobody has pressed the one. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to open up in prayer. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for a glorious day on today. We thank you, Lord God, how you woke us up, Lord, and started us on our way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and we declare on this line that there won't be any lack, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your people will progress in this season, Lord God, because we still got time in this month, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to come up higher, Lord God, to get everything done that you've asked them to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, because we know, Lord God, you're not short of none of your promises. Because you said every promise in this word is yea and amen. So we receive that on today in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord, that are unsaved. As they hear the word on today, let it draw, Lord God, like bees drawn to honey in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. The backslider is coming back into the fold right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever took them to the left, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to pull them back to the right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to live a righteous lifestyle of living, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you because we know, Lord God, everything works together for the good of them that love you and are called according to your will. The enemy is trying to fight the men and women of God in this season, but Lord, we come against every spirit. Oh, my God, every dominant spirit, Lord God, every backbiting spirit, every spirit of division that tries to come against the ministries in this season, we come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Every man, every disease, Lord God, we come against it right now, God. Cancer cells dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. Diabetes be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, high blood pressure, you got to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, glaucoma, you got to go in the mighty name of Jesus, because God said, oh, my God, by his right, so we are healed and healthy and whole and walking, hallelujah, glory to God, in his righteousness. So we come against every disease in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come against every spirit of lack, every spirit of bondage, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, every spirit that tries to latch, oh my God, every spirit of lack, don't you know that the back of lack was broke on Calvary, in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch what you say, because life and death is in the power of your tongue, in the name of Jesus. When you speak a word, oh my God, you gotta expect it to come to pass, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, in the name of Jesus, that every word, Lord God, oh my God, come to pass, as we learn to speak it and say, Lord God, right in the middle of your word, because you said it's yea and amen. So let us receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, some have been living in lack a long time. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And I understand. Hallelujah. But you know what? As today, that's gone. Hallelujah. You won't lack in nothing. Hallelujah. But make sure, here's the thing. When we say you don't lack nothing, make sure, excuse me, make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do. That's the thing. You know, prophecy comes with some stipulations on it. You got to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. You know, they say, oh, Lord, why? I'm lacking, Lord God. I don't have what I need. Hallelujah. But, you know, he'll take you from level to level, faith to faith, yes. But you got to make sure you're doing all that you can do to stay where you're supposed to stay and do what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophecies have conditions to them. Now, if you're taking all, you know, you every time you turn around, something happens. Oh, my God, the car breaking down. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, God, the children need something. Oh, my God. But you're spending all your money, glory to God, hallelujah, playing the lottery, hallelujah. You're taking your money, hallelujah, that you've earned, your hard-earned money, and you're going, amen, to the slot machines, hallelujah, glory to God. You can't do that. You got to make sure you set that money aside, hallelujah, and do what you're supposed to do. You know, it's a give him his heels first. You give him first, and then everything else, you know, it falls in place. But some don't. But ask God to take your faith to another level. I know your faith has been wavering. Ask him to take your faith to another level on today and watch him do it, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, now and get into the word of God. 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. Glory to God. And I'm going to title this message, The Rain is Coming. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in seeing everybody else, Lord, you're just blessing them and they getting everything they want. I mean, Lord, why? Why? Why not me? Glory to God. But you know, your rain is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been in a drought, but guess what? Your rain is coming. Let's go ahead. Amen. I'm going to start at the first verse. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. See, they was in a drought for like 3 years. And then now God told him to go and show himself. But he hid it. Don't you know God will hide you from your enemy? He'll hide you from lack. He'll hide you from the car breaking down. He'll hide you from all that stuff, glory to God, going on. He'll hide you from all them people giving you trouble. They'll walk around looking for you and can't find you. Oh, good God Almighty. He'll hide you on your job. He'll walk right by you. So was they here today? Yes, they were here today. He will hide you from all that stuff. Because you see right here, 3 years they was in lack. You can go back and read 1 Kings 17. Amen. It'll bring you up. We don't have much time, so we got to go ahead, amen, and flow. Verse 2. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. You see, there was a sore famine. That means when nothing growing, they didn't get no rain for 3 years. Can you imagine all the crops and everything was drying up? Even they were drying up. They couldn't get nothing. Hallelujah. They didn't have nothing to feed the sheep, the ox, hallelujah, the cows, the ducks, the geese, the goose, hallelujah, and them turkeys, you know, they're real skinny. Amen, glory to God. They didn't have nothing to feed nothing. They didn't have nothing. Hallelujah. Because if you don't get no rain, then guess what? Hallelujah, glory to God. Can't nothing grow. You know, water makes things grow. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. And I was looking up that word, Obadiah, and it means God's servant. That's what it meant. I said, okay, let's keep on moving. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. You see right here, he fed them. You know, you got to be careful about that thing. See, You know when other people are talking and running their mouth about prophets and apostles and pastors and the men of God and the women of God, you know, you got to be careful. Don't get in on that stuff. I done said that once, and if that's for somebody, this is the second time that it's coming around. So I'm telling you, watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth, because you know right here, she could have killed him if she knew what he was doing. So just be careful about that. See, he feared the Lord, so he tried to help out. Let's move to verse 5. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go unto the land, unto all fountains, glory to God, of water, and unto all brooks. Preadventure, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. He was telling them to go everywhere and look for food, look for water, look for whatever you can find to feed them so we won't lose them all. So they had no rain, and you can imagine they were getting a little skinny. They didn't have no weight on them. Hallelujah, the cow wouldn't give him milk. Come on, man. Glory to God. So they had to go and look for it. He said, go everywhere, look everywhere. He said, you go one way and I'm going to go the other. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. So they were looking for food and water and to feed the animals. As you can imagine, no rain for 3 years. You know that was a big drought. There was a sore famine. They say it was really bad. I read in another translation said it was bad. Now, you just think about it. If you don't feed like you're supposed to, if you won't get your harvest, hallelujah, glory to God, you know, you want your harvest, so you got to continue to feed. And watch your mouth, how you talk about men or women of God. If you don't like what they're preaching, just don't go. Hallelujah. Just turn the channel. You don't have to look even on there. Just let it go. Let it go. It's like I do. I just turn it, flip it. I said, okay, let me find something else. And just turn it, say, okay, no, not today. And just keep it moving. Hallelujah. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him and fell on his face and said, art thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. He said, go tell him. Go tell Ahab, I'm here. I'm the man. Go tell him. He was telling him to go tell him. He here, I'm the man. He wasn't scared. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But listen to what Obadiah said, because he knew how Ahab was. He knew how Jezebel and them was. He knew that they would cut his neck off in a minute. So watch what he tell him. He said, what have I seen that thou would have delivered thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? Don't you know if I go and tell him that and he don't see you? It's all down in the next verse. What he's going to do to me? He's going to cut my neck off. Glory to God. And the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord has not sent to seek you, seek thee. And when they said, he is not here, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. See, they had been looking everywhere. See, he hid it from his enemy. God will hide you from your enemy. Glory to God. Don't you know he will, and he will, and he will? He can. People can come all the way around you, and they never see you. I know it's true, because I asked the Lord. There was someone that I did not want to see. I said, Lord, don't let me see this person. Don't let me see him. I don't want to see him for a long time, you know, because there was this healing that had to take place. I said, Lord, don't let me see him for a long time. And I didn't. I did not see this person until one day, and it was a long time. I can't even remember how many years, but it were years. And one day, and I went in this place, and I walked up on him. Well, I had got healed from all that. And I'm like, hello, how you doing? You doing okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm like, yeah, fine. How about I said, I'm great. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that was the end of all that conversation. Hallelujah. I didn't come back long. Let's move on. And now thou sayest, go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone with from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thou servant, fear the Lord from my youth. He was saying, you telling me to go tell him that you know that you're here, then the Lord come and take you away and take you where I don't know, then don't you know Ahab will kill me? He was telling Elijah, glory to God, because he knew what he'll do, because he worked for it. So God. Even though Ahab was terrible leader and he was killing him and Jezebel, glory to God, he still feared the Lord. He said, I fear the Lord as a youth. You know, it's something when you fear, have reverential fear for God, what he will do. Glory to God. He said, we don't fear what man will do, but we definitely will fear what God will do. You just have to be careful of your surroundings. Glory to God. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. Where you going? What you doing? Yes. But you know what? You just have to pray and go. I know a lot of times, amen, before I even go out this house, and sometimes I get in the car, I'm praying, and then accidents almost happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But thank God he had me out of the way. Because I was under the traffic light, amen, just last Friday, and I went over to the left, hallelujah, because I wanted to go somewhere else to another store. So I went over to the left instead of going straight down, hallelujah, the highway. And then all of a sudden, I was on the phone talking to someone in the car, amen, Bluetooth, and this truck had a truck on the back, had a camper, and it was hauling, baby. It was booking. I'm like, oh, my God. And it came down through there, and it started preaching. Hallelujah. The tide was squalling. I mean, it was smoke. You were throwing it color fat. Hallelujah. Now, I tell you this because if I had been in that lane in front of him and I stopped because the light turned red, he would have hit me in the back. Hallelujah. So that's why it's so important. Cover yourself before you leave home. Hallelujah. You may not can say a long prayer, but you know, he knows you're there. Say what you can say. So the angels can camp around you and he can cover you. And he started screeching down and hollering. Oh, my God, it was awful. Glory to God. Sometimes I'd like to call a fire for real. But just thank God that I wasn't in that lane. And I decided to go over to the left and go to another store. Hallelujah. If then I would have been right in front of him. My God, my God. Let's move on. Was it not told, my Lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 in one cave, 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now thou said, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. He said, I did a good deed. Now you want me to go and tell Ahab that you are here? Don't you know what he will do to me? He was saying, because he knew. He knew how he was, and he knew what he was going to do. So he'd been looking for him everywhere. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. He said, go tell him, because I'm not going nowhere. See, you got to what you got to do. You got to tell the devil. See, even tell the devil, go get him. I ain't going nowhere. The devil, I tell you what, you've been going through trying to get my children. You've been trying to beat me up in my finances. You've been trying to beat me up through my family. But I tell you what, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stand on solid ground and say, get behind me, Satan. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But let me help you out. You got to have some words, you know. That's why my apostle, my pastor always say, you know, be word up, prayed up and word up. What they're talking about is make sure you read your word daily. When you can't get to your word, you got the Bible app on the phone, the iPad, the computer. Hey, man, you can Google, and all that kind of stuff. You got plenty of things that you can do to get the word. Amen. Glory to God. So you don't use excuses. A lot of times you see people using more excuses than they are doing what they're supposed to do. Let's move on. Verse 60. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and said and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? So he was calling Elijah the troublemaker because of the trouble that he was having. Because he said, you ain't going to get no rain in 3 years. And it didn't rain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he's just giving God word. Isn't that something, hallelujah, how when you give God word? I know, there's this person, amen, and we're going to see if they will come back and give us another testimony because I'm telling you, God has moved in their life. In the last couple of weeks, God has did a miraculous work, and we're going to see if they will come online and give their testimony. You know, he said we're overcomers by our testimony, so we need to give those testimonies regardless of who hears it. It doesn't matter. It may be something to help someone else. But that's what we do it for, hallelujah. Not just for you to keep it,
Glory to God. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. See, they were serving them false gods and doing all they would know how to do. See, they weren't serving the pure God. Don't you know you cannot serve, amen? You can't serve your car. You can't serve your money. You can't serve people, hallelujah, not like that. You know, it's okay, yeah, you can serve them, but what I'm saying is you don't just, amen, oh, I'm just going to give this one person, all of them, all up on them, everything they want, give it, give it. No, there's other people who need you also. So you got to be careful about that. You make people your God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't make people your God. Glory to God. See, they made Balaam their God. Glory to God. But you can't do that. Hallelujah. Don't make people your God. Get the God in them when they're trying to give you the word of God to help sustain you, to keep you when you're going through all this mess you have to go through. That's what you do. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. He said, go get them all. See, all of them were false prophets. You know, sometimes people would rather believe a false prophet than to believe a real. Hallelujah. You got so many, so much things going on now. You just make sure, hallelujah, and make sure who you're following and who you're believing. Now, let me help you out. Hallelujah. If God ain't said it, I'm not going to say it. If he ain't told me to tell you, I'm not going to do it. I don't fear what man going to say, but I definitely will fear what God going to do if I step outside of my Bible. Hallelujah. Ain't no false prophets going on over here. If my apostle tell you something, you better put your money on it because it's coming. May not be today, but it's coming. Like they say, put it on the shelf because it's coming. I'm telling you now, glory to God. And he said, go get them all. So Ahab sent unto the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto the people and said, how long have ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They ain't said nothing. He just told them, if you believe in God, then follow God. If you believe in Baal, then follow him. If you believe in God, then follow God. If you believe in the devil, then follow him. Glory to God. You don't have to be between two opinions. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, I heard someone say, well, I don't know what to believe. Well, how you got here? You didn't cut everybody, somebody came over on the Mayflower and all that good stuff and all that. All that, they said it all the time. I'm like, you know, I'm going to believe God. That's what I'm going to do. I said, and that's the final word. Whoever you believe, I can't make you not believe who you don't believe. I don't get in conversation with people about, well, you know, the Bible saying this and saying that, and you can't do this. I'm like, listen, I'm going to believe in this word. You can believe whoever you want to believe. I will pray for you, but I'm not going to follow you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And why try to make someone else not believe in God? Hallelujah. Just because you don't. Don't do that. You do what you do. And if you don't want to hear what they're saying, just say, well, you know what? I don't want to hear it. And keep it moving. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophet are 450 men. He was saying, it's just me one. Hallelujah. See, they don't want to get all of them up and brought them in there. They sit at Jezebel's place. Up there eating, you know, and drinking and being merry. He went and got all of them. Let's read this really quick. Amen. I don't want to run out of time before I get to this part. Hallelujah. Let them, therefore, give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire on it. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire on it. So he was giving them some instructions, letting them know what we were going to do and how we were going to do this. Hallelujah. See, he wasn't scared because he knows God is going to be God in your life. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Okay. They was ready. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into because he knew his God was going to light the fire. Don't you know God will light your fire, baby? Good God Almighty. He don't play. He will. He'll send it when you need it. You know, sometimes people say, well, Lord, you didn't answer me. Yes, you did answer me. Hallelujah. You just didn't hear his answer. Because you want him to answer the way you want him to answer. Hallelujah. Just to say, if he said, Lord, I'm in need, Lord God. I need this right here, and I need that. Well, you want him to give you $1 million. Well, if he gives you $1 million, you'll still do what you've been doing with the rest of your money. Hallelujah. You've been going shopping and doing everything you want to do instead of paying your bills and paying your tithes and doing those things. So that's why he'll send somebody. He'll send a raven to feed you. Hallelujah. Just break you off a little something at the time until he can get you in that place where he knows that you are not going to spend every dime you got. Oh, let's move on. Now, that was good. I pat myself on the back for that one. Glory to God. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock of yourself and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your God. But put no fire on. He was saying, you go ahead and you call on the name of your God. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Balaam from morning eve until noon, saying, oh, Balaam, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry loud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure. He sleepeth and must be awakened. See, Elijah was kind of joking with him, saying, go ahead, cry a little louder. Maybe he didn't hear you. Maybe he's in a meeting. Maybe it's something else he didn't do. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't you know what we call God? He answers every time. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. You see right here, Green, you ain't even got to do that. All you got to do is spend time with the Lord. That's all. That's it. Spend time. Take time out during your busy day and call on it. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the eve sacrifice that there was neither voice nor any to answer nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come here unto me. And all the people came here unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribe of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Glory to God. You see right here, he know what was finna happen. So God was finna take flight and he finna take over. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench around the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am that thou servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord. See, he was calling down, hallelujah. He was calling them down, glory to God. He said, Lord, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and send the fire. Oh, my God. Because he was finna light it up. They didn't have no blood gas. They didn't have no charcoal. He didn't have no lighter fluid. He didn't have the big lighter. He didn't have nothing. All he did was call down on his God. See, all you got to do is to learn how to call on God, and he will light it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when he did that, the altar lit up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kind of going a little bit fast. Amen. We want to make sure I get it in. Hallelujah. He lit it up. And then he told him, he said, okay, now you see God is God. Hallelujah. God will light it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you call on the name of Jesus, don't you know he hear you? Hallelujah. And he's going to help you through everything. That's what you got to remember. You may not get it right then at that point, Hallelujah. Because it may not be critical that you need it right then. But if you do say, Lord, I need it now. I don't need it tomorrow. I don't need it next week. Lord, I need it right now. So when he did that, hallelujah, it lit up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So then Elijah said, okay, we're going to see. Hallelujah. Let's go out here and look. He told him to look out over there. And do y'all see any rain? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I don't see nothing. He told him a second time. Go look out there and see what you see. Hallelujah. He said, I don't see no clouds. I don't see nothing. Hallelujah. He said, look out again. Hallelujah. And see what you see. And he said, I don't see nothing. Glory to God. But then all of a sudden, he saw something look like it was small. Another cloud, like a man's hand in the cloud. He said, go tell Ahab that the rain is coming. Glory to God. So he needs to get in his chariot, and he needs to get out of here right now. Hallelujah. And so what he did was, hallelujah, Elijah started to tuck his clothes, glory to God. And he started to get ready, hallelujah. And Elijah ran ahead of Ahab. Good God Almighty, don't you know God gave Elijah some strength? Elijah ran all the way back ahead of Ahab because the rain started to pour. Your rain is coming, glory to God. Although you've had some drops, hallelujah, glory to God, and you've had a season where you ain't been getting wet, but God is about to get you wet, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't forget to break him off here first. You know, people say, well, Lord, when you bless me, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do all this and I'm going to make sure I give. But you forget about that part. Glory to God. So it'll be like you got a hole in your bucket. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So when he started to run and the rain started to pour, glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. Couldn't nobody catch it because God's going to give you some strength. You've been going through a long time, but this is your end of your season and in your drought. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's about to send the rain in your life. He's about to send the rain on your children, hallelujah, so they can get in line with his word, hallelujah. Don't you know sometimes it's not all about the money? It's about souls being saved. You may have a brother or sister that's been off the path for years, and you want God to send the rain, oh my God, so the Spirit of the Lord can fall upon them and get them saved. Glory to God. Don't you know, my God, my God, my God, my God, we serve a God that can do all these things. When he sent the rain, because they ain't had none in 3 years, glory to God, and you ain't had none in 3 years either, glory to God, but you got to look back at your lifestyle and see where you missed it at, hallelujah, my God, and bring it over into the new, hallelujah, glory to God. If you miss paying your tithe, you miss giving an offering, and you've been talking about the pastor, you've been talking about the apostle, you've been talking about the preacher, you've been talking about the prophet, you've been talking about the people he raising up, you've been talking about they can't preach. You've been talking about they can't say. You've been talking about them, glory to God. Hallelujah to other people. All I know, you know, so I can't sing, but yes, glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. You've been talking about them, hallelujah. Said bad things against them. You cut your own rain off, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because he's about to send your rain now. Because you heard this word. Now in moving forward, hallelujah, you got to learn to do better as you hear the word of God. You got to intake it and write it on what? Aggressive word on your heart. So you sin not against the Lord thy God. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. The rain is coming. It's going to pour. Hallelujah. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Because it's coming. Hallelujah, my God, my God. When that rain comes, it pours down on you. Hallelujah. It brings all the provision that you need. You may need a car. Hallelujah. Because your car is skipping, hopping, popping, and locking. In the name of Jesus, I decree, glory to God, that he gives you, hallelujah, a new car, my God, my God. Glory to God. He may, hallelujah, you needed help. You needed better help in the name of Jesus. So I decree and I declare on this day that the rain comes and it pours on you. Oh, my God, gives you the healing in your body. Glory to God. So you can go on and walk for Jesus. You can go on and keep talking. You can go on and tell everybody else about a man named Jesus. Glory to God. Good God Almighty, when the rain starts to pour, my God, he's going to pay some cars off. Oh, look out now, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, he's going to pay Glory to God, my God, my God. But listen at the prophet. Don't take that money that you were paying on them bills and go and do something else. Go back and give, hallelujah, to keep it flowing. My God, my God. Glory to God. He's going to mend some broken relationships. Glory to God. Some husbands and wives haven't been getting along. He's going to go in and he's going to mend that too. Oh, my God, my God. We serve an awesome God. When the rain starts to pour, hallelujah. Glory to God. When they looked out and they said, I don't see nothing. But all of a sudden, oh, my God, the rain started to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't beat God. There's no way. You can't beat nothing about him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It will come. Hallelujah. It's going to come and get you delivered from some stuff. It's going to come and get some off drugs who've been on drugs for so long. The rain is going to pour on. They keep saying, well, Lord, help me, Lord. I want to get off drugs, Lord. Help me, Lord. The rain is going to come and it's going to pour. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Because the rain is coming. Hallelujah. Just like they said, they didn't see nothing, but the rain is coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The rain is coming. Hallelujah. So go ahead and tuck your coat and get ready. Get your umbrella. Hallelujah. Because you're about to get wet. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But don't be scared. Hallelujah. To do what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Fear not, for God said, I am with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Tommy, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tommy, I've been seeing this for a couple of days. I wanted to make sure, how I was to present it. Glory to God. I prayed about it. And it's Tommy, listen to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you have some something on your leg, and it's like scales, hallelujah. And they were trying to figure out what it is. But on this day, I saw it in the dream. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. God said he's going to heal that on your leg. So get ready, Tommy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your reign is coming. That leg is going to be healed. Hallelujah. It's been broke out with sores and all kinds of stuff. They still don't know what it is. Oh, glory to God. God said he's going to heal that. That's your reign, Tommy, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord. He's going to heal that lady in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing, Lord God, on his leg. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's never late. He's always right on time. Hallelujah. And I encourage you to continue on down the road with us as we get ready to go into a new year. Hallelujah. I am excited. I'm excited now. Hallelujah. I didn't have to wait to get excited. I've been excited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been so excited. I can't hardly contain myself. I just want to see the other things that, you know, and in the spirit realm. You want to go higher. Glory to God. I want to see what God is doing in other people's lives and saving them, you know, and bringing them out, hallelujah, and getting them, hallelujah, in a place where they can serve him. That's what I'm talking about. My God, that's the place, hallelujah. And that's what we should be concerned about, souls being saved, hallelujah. My God, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. The rain is coming, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, my God, my God. I want to reiterate, hallelujah, don't forget, amen, that Ministry Elaine, don't forget Apostle and Pastor Tuesday, don't forget Evangelist Elder, Brother Askew on Wednesday, hallelujah, 6:30, hallelujah, don't forget Prophetic Corner Ministry, we'll be back on next Sunday, and God is moving by his spirit, by his power, by his might. Ooh, good God Almighty, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, he's opening the floodgates of heaven. He's letting it rain. Hallelujah. So make sure you're in a place where you can receive the rain. Hallelujah. So you can get wet also, hallelujah, with whatever it is that you need from God. Amen. Glory to God, Lord. We thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Father. Mold me, Father. Lord God, forgive me for all I've sinned and come short. I repent for everything I've done, even the things that I don't know that I did, Lord God, against you all these years. Hey, my God. Oof, somebody caught that. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Oof, glory to God. Ah, my God, my God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The angels in heaven are rejoicing for the souls, amen, that are being saved and brought into the kingdom of God. If that was you, hit me up, hallelujah, and let me know that it was you, and I will help you and tell you the what next. I'm not going to leave you out there being stranded, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we want you to fulfill, amen, hallelujah, everything that you're supposed to fulfill as being a Christian. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a few minutes. If you desire prayer, amen, we have a few minutes. I'm opening my line back up. If anybody needs prayer, you can go ahead and press the 1. Hallelujah. And I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Let me check the line here. The rain is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody's pressed the 1. Well, amen. Well, we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to give the benediction. Don't forget to keep all the shows in mind, ministry with you in mind, that's coming up on next week. Amen. And now I'm going to go ahead and read the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Don't forget the rain. Amen.